If today's employment report were a physical checkup, we'd be diagnosed with a mild case of seasonal allergies. Washington lost 700 jobs in May. It's the first monthly decline since August of 2010. But Dave Wallace, chief economist of Washington's Employment Security Department, remains optimistic.
You know, 700 is effectively very close to zero. So we certainly hope that this is a deviation as opposed to a trend.
Not all news was bad. The unemployment rate dropped by 0.1% to 9.1, and a few sectors experienced robust growth. Leisure and hospitality led all industries in job gains, creating about 3,000 jobs, and construction is in positive territory for the 12th consecutive month. Here's Wallace again.
You'd have to go all the way back to, I believe it's March of 2008, the last time we saw a 12-month expansion in construction.
Meanwhile, new numbers gave Washington teens the worst employment bill of health. The Employment Policies Institute, a fiscally conservative think tank that favors lowering the minimum wage, says nearly 35% of teens here between 16 and 19 years old are unemployed, the highest statewide rate, second only to Georgia. In all, about 300,000 people were looking for work in May. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.